Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 165, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. The motion of defendant's counsel to rule out the testimony of the witness Conley, tending to show acts of perversion on the part of the defendant, and acts of immorality wholly disconnected with and disassociated from this crime. Such evidence being set out and described in grounds 13 and 14 of this motion, the court declined to rule out said testimony, and immediately upon the statement of the court that he would let such testimony remain in evidence before the jury, there was instant, pronounced, and continuous applause throughout the crowded courtroom wherein the trial was being had, by clapping of hands and by stamping of feet upon the floor. The jury was not then in the same room wherein the trial was being had, but in an adjacent room not more than 50 feet from where the judge was sitting, and not more than 15 or 20 feet from portions of the crowd applauding, and so close to the crowd, in the opinion of the court, as to probably hear the app lauding. Immediately upon said applauding, the defendant's counsel moved the court for a mistrial of the cause, and upon the announcement of the court that he would not grant a mistrial, moved the court to clear the courtroom, so that other demonstrations could not be had. The court refused to grant a mistrial and declined to clear the courtroom. In refusing a mistrial and in declining to clear the courtroom, the court erred. The passion and prejudice of those in the crowded courtroom were so much aroused against the defendant, as contained by counsel for the defendant, that he could not obtain a fair and impartial trial. The court, as Movant contends, also erred in not clearing the courtroom of the disorderly crowd, but left them in the courtroom, where their very presence was a menace to the jury. It is true that the court did threaten that, upon a repetition of such disorder, he would clear the courtroom, but such a threat, as Movant contends, was wholly inadequate, as evidenced by the fact that during the same day of the trial, while the